Good evening, everyone. Welcome to our April 11th City Council meeting. We will always, as always, start with Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Next, we have roll call. We'll call in seven right now.
Cope.
Here.
Transier.
Here.
Clocher.
Here.
Soling.
Here.
Funkhauser.
Here.
Merrick.
Here.
Terulis.
Here.
We have a quorum.
Very nice, thank you. So I will, a couple things. First of all, apologize for my attire. I have pants on with this shirt. It's warm weather. I should have shorts on. I apologize. I was running late. I got my workout in just before the meeting here.
We'll let it go in one night.
Yeah. And Matt, you can tell I'm looking like you with my workout, you know?
Yeah, I can tell.
I think I lost 1 pound in the last 12 hours or something like that. And the next thing I will do is I will ask, where's this at? Under a mayor's report, we have the appointment swearing in of a ward for alderman. Now, this technically is to fill a vacancy for the next, whatever, 25 weeks or whatever, or 25 weeks, 25 days, what are we, 19 days. But either way, I'd like to move that up to the top of the meeting, if that's okay. No objections, okay. And I have no amendments to the agenda other than that. So let's go ahead, before we do anything else, let's swear in Rusty Cornelius, and I think Keith Wheeler is here to swear him in. So if the two of you want to come forward, congratulations.
You have to tell us a little bit about yourself. You're a Yorkville man, aren't you? Yeah, I've
lived here my whole life.
Yeah, so you live over in the countryside, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you graduated. Don't tell us when you graduated. You're really young, though. But he's Yorkville Fox, and he dresses much better than I do. So. And you've had a roller coaster last month, so congratulations on this. You worked hard and well. So, Keith, it's good to see you again.
How are you and family doing?
Well, good. Good to see you.
Can we start this?
Absolutely.
Please. Right.
Let's get involved.
Oh, wait. Keith, give the press a moment. Sorry.
Can we bring it first?
Yeah, yeah. No, no, no. Just so they can get ready. Okay, go ahead.
All right.
Go ahead.
Of course.
I'm Rusty Cornelius.
Have you been appointed to the office of Alderman, Ward 4?
Having been appointed to the office of Alderman, Ward 4.
In the United City of Yorkville.
In the United City of Yorkville.
In the County of Kendall, Aforesaid.
County of Kendall, Aforesaid.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the State of Illinois.
The Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And the ordinances of the United City of Yorkville.
And the ordinances of the United City of Yorkville.
And I will faithfully discharge.
That I will faithfully discharge
the duties of the office of Alderman Ward 4.
The duties of the offices of Alderman Ward 4.
Of the United City of Yorkville.
Of the United City of Yorkville.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
Congratulations.
He's here now too. So this is awesome. We have a full house now. And Rusty, you could go through that again in, what, about 2 weeks? Month? Not month.
First May meeting.
What's that?
First May meeting.
Yeah, was that the 13th, something like that?
Yeah.
Sweet, that's awesome. Okay, so that was Mayor's report at the bottom. So we don't have any presentations, do we? Okay. Oh, and I want to warn you all. You're so used to these efficient meetings. We do have a executive session at the end. Ken, I know there's disappointment in those eyes.
You're going to be okay.
Public hearings? No public hearings tonight? We finished those last time, right? Excellent. Are there any citizens who would like to comment on items on the agenda? Anything on the agenda? Anyone in Zoom land? We can still recognize them, right?
Yes.
Okay, thought so. Just want to make sure.
April 29th.
Okay, for the next extension.
Yeah.
21-21. Okay, we have on the agenda the consent agenda. I'm looking for a motion to approve the consent agenda consisting of the minutes of the March 14th and 28th meetings, the bill payments for $1,450,060.41, and 2023-20, the Aurora Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, AACVB, Mr. Funkhauser is expert on that, the 2023 marketing plan approved, the marketing plan is presented. And before we get the motion second, we're getting a little more money for that, aren't we, Mr. Funkhauser, for the marketing? Yeah, so thank you. Nice job with that. I appreciate it. Okay. I need a motion a second for a roll call. Oh, I heard. Who did I hear over here? Koch and Funkhauser? Okay, now a roll call. This one, wait, I'll point this out to Rusty. According to Robert's rules or Christopher's rules, there's no discussion on the consent agenda. If you want to pull something off, we can, but there's no discussion on it. So you vote yes or no? Did I do right, Robert?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Roll call, please.
Koch.
Aye.
Plocher.
Aye.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Terulis.
Aye.
Transier.
Aye.
Soling.
Aye.
Merrick.
Aye.
Cornels.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Very nice. Okay. Next, we have Mayor's Report. Well, actually, I did number one. I said I did number two. We have item number two, and this.
Order.
Oh, Mr. Robert.
We do technically need to vote on the order.
Oh, well, there's a motion. Thank you. Darn it! That election with no opponents gone to my head already, Chris. So who made the second? Coke. Okay. So this, and you don't get to vote on this. I don't think actually. Yeah. Okay, so we need to get a vote on this. Thank you very much.
Can I make a motion so Rusty can vote?
Roll call.
Yeah, roll call. No, roll call. No, he already made the motion.
Okay.
After the vote, he can vote.
Plocher.
Yes.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Terulis.
Aye.
Transier.
Aye.
Soling.
Aye.
Merrick.
Aye.
Koch.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Okay, very nice. So who did one? Funkhauser and Coke.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Rusty, officially congratulations, I guess. Chris, what do I do next here? Oh, okay. I just want to make sure. Yeah, that's right. Okay. So now the next item. Make sure I'm right. Thank you. I was wondering why Bart was giving me this look over there. We have a discussion on a countryside subdivision playground park site proposal. Tim is zooming in. How you doing, Tim? You doing okay today?
Everything went okay this morning.
Okay, thank you. And that's, you know, storm damage to your house, I know it can be very challenging, and so I appreciate you taking some time to join us. Nonetheless, I don't know who's going to talk about this. Bart, are you? Or
yeah,
is Tim?
I'm happy to give the overview, and then Tim can provide the updates. There's an informational memo in the packet that details the conversations that we've been having with the church group in Countryside for the past several months in an effort to find a Countryside park location, which is one of the largest areas of town that does not have access to a park within walking distance, that does not have to cross the state highway. The church group had basically offered up a portion of their side lot at their church for placement of the playground. So we've been going back and forth with them to figure out if there was a deal to be had there. We think that we've got a tentative agreement with some members of the church board to donate the land to the city as long as we commit to building a playground, building a shelter there that they would have some preferential use of. And a few other minor amenities that would accompany the shelter and the playground. So we think it satisfies a need in the subdivision. is in the budget at $130,000 total. So that includes the playground purchase and the amenities. And so we wanted to make everybody aware of it before the church group, which needs their own authorization from their organization, pitches it to their members over the next several weeks. You start hearing about it in public. So with that, Tim, I know that there's been a couple updates since we put out the packet, and maybe you want to talk through kind of what we've done.
I think you've gone over pretty well, Bart. I think the biggest thing we just did recently is there were three or four homes that their backyards prop up right against to the park site that proposed. We did speak to three of those neighbors. In general, they were fine with it as long as we provide proper landscaping to ensure kids' parents aren't going into their property. So those residents were okay with it. And like Bart mentioned, over the next few weeks, the church is going to have presentations at their church for their members. Eventually, then their entire membership will have to vote on it. And then we would bring it back to the council here with a more formal agreement of exactly what we're going to do and the details.
Okay. Now, Bart hit on a couple things. This the subdivision has about 1,100 residents, so it is by far the largest area in town without access, safe access to a park for kids. You know, parents can drive them somewhere, but they're not going to be crossing 4734. So this, to me, is just a great opportunity. Obviously, the church would have to, you know, take it through their process. But another example of how we work with, whether it's the school, the library, the fire district, the Legion, the Knights of Columbus. Now we're working with the church, another church. It's just a fantastic opportunity to you know, work together with other organizations and community. And I'm not going to put you on the spot, but I will. Rusty, now you live close by. Do you have any questions to start out at all?
No.
Okay. I like that. I like you a lot. So, questions or comments? Mr. Transier.
Is the plan for the church to petition the property to the city with a new PIN number?
Yes, most likely. Some of the details on the boundaries are going to be worked out between technical staff on our end and the attorneys, but that's the intent right now.
Questions? Comments? Anyone from the church have anything they'd like to offer? If not, that's fine. I'm not trying to put anyone on the spot. We appreciate the opportunity. This is an exciting, exciting opportunity to work together and collaborate. So we'll have more details. When, Tim, do you think?
They should be wrapping up the presentations kind of the middle of May. And then I know Bart and I will need to start working on a draft agreement. But the church will kind of need to vote on this from the church members first before we can move on it.
So probably in the summer?
Yeah, hopefully, yes. Sometime in June.
Okay, great. Thank you. Thank you all very much. It's exciting. Okay, next, Manny Merrick time, Public Works Committee.
So let's try it again. PWA 2023-28 seal coat machine purchase. Motion to approve the purchase of a Seal Master S300 dual spray Fiji machine with a 28-gallon water system from Seal Master Pavement Products and Equipment on Streamwood, Illinois. The amount not to exceed $72,265.00.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Plocher. Discussion?
I think we still have questions about maintenance. Is there a plan? I mean, I use these machines, I've worked on them, they're a pain in the neck.
We actually are. We look at this a lot like our paper. It's a complicated machine like these are, and we've had the paper now, I want to say, close to 8 years, and we've done a great job, and it's also helped us to save us a lot of money. We look at it as one of those complicated machines, but if you look at a lot of our machines, like say, take a snowplow truck, and there's a lot of moving parts on one of those as well, and we make them last, I think, 2002 and still on the road. So we are prepared, and I don't have any trepidations about maintenance.
When you've done like your research on them, do you find that there is a high maintenance cost with them?
No, not necessarily, because in all honesty, there's a tank, there's a pump, there's a motor, and there's the spray bar and the squeegees. There's not a lot of moving parts on it except for the pump and then the spray bar and squeegees. But as long as we keep those things, we have a really good chance. as you know, they're not easy to keep clean.
Other questions? Seaver, did I see your hand?
I still have the concerns I expressed last week. However, I won't be the one to deprive Eric of his opportunity to shine, so I'm okay.
Others? And Eric, is this still available? That was a question
it
I had.
Is.
Oh.
It is.
Good. Okay. No other questions? Roll call, please.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Tarulis?
Aye.
Transier?
Aye.
Soling?
Aye.
Merrick?
Aye.
Cornelius?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Plocher?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Oh, very nice. Thank you all. I appreciate it very much. And Eric, thanks for answering the questions.
Oh, sure.
Oh, and I failed to say, I apologize. This required 6 yes votes. We had 8.
Right.
First time we ever had 8 on anything in a while.
No.
Yeah, since December. Well, we didn't have an 8th person.
Oh, yeah.
You've been on so many vacations now,
yes,
you forget what's going on.
I was thinking that there was an objector.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Objector,
oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, okay.
And with that, Snowbird.
Snowbird, thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Economic Development Committee report.
Report.
Nothing? Okay, thank you. Public safety report? Nothing? Very nice. Admin report?
The only thing I have is that the next regularly scheduled meeting is going to be canceled and either rescheduled or postponed to the next month because some of us are traveling down to Springfield for Metro West.
Oh, that's coming up soon?
Yes.
Yeah. I thought I wasn't going to be able to go, and when I talked to one of the representatives from Metro West, said, I can't go this Thursday. I got a doctor's appointment at 7:15. She said, it's next week. I said, then I'll be there. Okay. Park board? Anything from the park board?
No report.
Okay, other than what we just talked about, so, which is very important. Planning and Zoning Commission. Well, that's back to me. We're just rolling along here. Okay, we have the New Leaf Energy Solar Farm. So I'm looking for it. We're done with the public hearings on this. Just make sure I... Okay. Correct, Christy?
Correct.
Very nice. Christy, how was your vacation, by the way?
It was nice.
Was it? Good. Don't mean to put you on the spot, but we had a lot... Last week was vacation week around here. And it was nice. It was a good week to have vacation week, so thank you. Okay, so I'm looking for a motion, number 2022-24, that's PZC, and EDC 2023-05 for New Leaf Energy Solar Farm with the A, B, and C, the ordinance annexing certain territory generally located at north and south of the Burlington Northern Santa Fe BNSF railroad line east of Beach Road to the United City of Yorkville, an ordinance approving the rezoning of this, and ordinance approving a special use for solar farm with freestanding solar energy systems. Did I cover that okay? Thank you. I'm looking for that motion. Mr. Koch, is that, were you nodding your head or not?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Mr. Plocher, did I hear you?
Yep.
Excellent. Very nice. Okay, now we'll have some discussion, please.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, sir.
Did you read the agenda items or did you read the motion?
I read the agenda items.
I read the agenda items.
Yeah.
Do you want to read the motions?
It's a singular motion.
Oh.
Do you want to restate it?
No. He read all ordinances with the motion.
I think he wants to be
Christopher.
My gosh. Okay. Do you want me to?
No.
Do you want me to?
What you've done.
No, no. He wants me to. Are you sure about that?
Yes.
Okay. I broke my rules already tonight. Okay. I highlighted A, B, and C. So anyway, we have a motion and a second. Did you have some discussion worthy of this or more nonsense, monkey business?
No, it's not nonsense on this. I still have some reservation on this one. I do see that they did agree to 40% of the total construction cost for improvements along the road, which is a benefit because then that'll be something we can use for that. The question I had on that was, where did we come to 40% from as compared to, say, 50% for their share of the half road?
So what was the discussion between staff and developers of what could be needed to advance the project and what was feasible for their schedule, for their budget. the total of almost $800,000 was out of range for their budget, and we had a little back and forth about what could be accommodated and what was going to get done. 40% was really limited.
But the reasonable 50% of your fronting the road, half of it's your obligation for maintenance that or improvements. That's where I'm coming from. Mm-hmm. That's the typical, that's the standard 50%. Obviously, you wouldn't expect to improve the other side, that's not your side. So that's my question, why not the extra 10%? So that's that. I understand that was negotiated between staff on that one. The other I had is still the escalator that's in here for the decommission rate. It's at 3% over 25 years.
Correct. The original request was 2%.
It seems a little low in case something were to ever happen and that would fall back onto us. That's just my concern, is I don't want us to get stuck putting the bill on a higher decommissioning bill if it were to happen. Because we've seen much higher numbers of 3% in the past few years, so that's my concern. I know we can't ever forecast that, but I was hoping that we'd get 4.5% on the escalator.
Other questions or comments?
And we don't think this is going to do anything with possibilities of the future metro?
No.
Yeah, I read it.
No, in your packet there's actually an exhibit that shows where the proposed metro station would be. It was in the line of the rail yard, and it's south of where the proposed waves are going to be. So not completely south of the rail yard.
Other questions or comments? Roll call, please.
Tarulis?
Nay.
Transier?
Aye.
Solling?
Nay.
Merrick?
Aye.
Cornelius?
Present.
Koch?
Aye.
Plocher?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Mm. Pressing goes with the majority. What was the number of yay?
Four yay, three nay, and then one present.
So the present would go with the majority being four yay, so it would be five yays.
So I don't have to vote?
I mean, are you able to vote super majority?
Not to my knowledge.
No.
No, I didn't think so. Correct.
Does an annexation require supermajority?
Yes.
Special use?
Annexation agreement.
Yes.
Supermajority?
Annexation agreement.
I think it's the original one, only requires a majority.
You say, yeah. If you need to vote, I'll vote yes.
Yeah. Well, that's the other part. But no, there is no requirement.
And if you went against the planning zoning's favor, then you'd have to pass it.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Correct.
And that didn't occur here.
Correct. And they got a favorable recommendation.
Right.
So we don't need to vote?
No, not to my knowledge. We do not need you to vote. For the record, you are a yay if something was uncovered in the annexation agreement to so provide. But I don't think so.
Okay. So a motion passes. Thank you.
Yes. Well,
that is kind of interesting.
Yes.
I don't know if I've ever had one like that. Oh, maybe a long time ago. Okay. Well, thank you. Next, we have nothing else. Chrissy, is that correct?
Correct.
Anything exciting coming along lines like this, perhaps?
Another one.
Very nice. Okay, next we have City Council report. Anything from the City Council? No. Okay, Clerk, City Clerk?
No report.
Community and Liaison reports, anything?
So at the library board last night, there was some extensive discussion about an agenda item for waiving the fee for non-resident children under the age of 18. After some deliberation back and forth, they decided to table that discussion until the director is present to answer more questions.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Also along with that, there was a was ratified to keep the structure the same way it is right now for residents over 18. So based on your property tax value is how you were charged for your library fees for non-residential persons.
Thank you very much. Any other liaison reports? Okay. Staff report?
Just one. We are actively conducting moving operations, packing, et cetera. So we have started to notify vendors and other entities that we anticipate to be closed at both locations on Friday, April 21st, which is supposed to be moving day, and then open to the public the new building Monday, April 24th, which is exciting. There are a lot of things to do between now and then, so we still have some things to button up in the building. I don't anticipate that being an issue, but I would keep everything updated as is. As far as the next city council meeting goes, that will be up in the air probably until middle of next week, because as you know, we don't have any PA system over there. That's on back order basically through the end of the calendar year, so we're fashioning a temporary PA system to make sure everything's okay with public accommodations. And so we'll see what comes together in the next few days and make the announcement of whether we'll be here or there for the city council meeting next week.
Very nice. Any questions? Thank you. Getting real close. It's exciting.
Did Pete get co-op through and do his stuff?
He has done at least one formal inspection and many informal. We have not issued a certificate of occupancy.
Any other questions? Okay, under Prairie Point, we do have a couple motions. We'll do those separately. The first is the approval of the change orders relating to 651 Prairie Point Drive, the 11th set of change orders. Is there a motion and a second?
So moved.
Second. Transier and I think it was Merrick, I believe. Discussion? Roll call.
Transier?
Aye.
Soling?
Aye.
Merrick?
Aye.
Cornelius?
Aye.
Cope?
Aye.
Plocher?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Terulis?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Very nice, thank you. And the next is a purchase a set of servers. I'm looking for a motion to approve the quote from Paragon for the network server for $56,979.95 and InterDev scope of work in the amount of $10,470.
Oh.
Soling? And Terulis, this requires a supermajority?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Why is that?
Because it is done without bid.
Single source?
Yeah.
Is that whatever you call it, sole source? Okay. Well, Bart, anything you want to offer on this?
Yeah, I did include a small financial analysis of our IT networking equipment phone system line item within our broader Prairie Point budget. In short, we have funds available actually to authorize this, which is servers that are going to be end of life at the end of this calendar year. So we talked about this when we approved the overall server package a few months ago. That if we had funds left over, we might recommend this. So that's where we're at now. So we are going with the same vendor that was the low bidder for our overall city purchase. Our IT vendor looked at it and said that this is actually a fair price. And best of all, the servers are actually in stock and will probably be here in 1 to 2 weeks. So we will be waiting months or years for them if they are authorized. So, but it includes a full package to replace the servers at a later date after they're delivered, along with the work company.
Questions? Roll call.
Soling?
Aye.
Merrick?
Aye.
Cornelius?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Plocher?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Terulis?
Aye.
Transier?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Very nice. Okay. Do we have anything on the water study? Wait, let me back up. Anything else in the building? Anyone? Okay. Now, water study?
No reports.
Okay. Next, we have an ordinance approving the 2023-24 fiscal budget for the United States of York. I know there were a few questions here in the last day, we'll say. We're looking to vote on this tonight. Do you want more discussion? Bless you. Do you want a motion and some discussion? Tell me what you want. I don't want anyone to feel like we're pushing this. We have this meeting or the next meeting. We need to pass it.
Policy decisions, I know we've talked about kind of meeting on some of these after
the fact. Yeah, some of those policy decisions, the way we budgeted, we don't need to make those decisions for, we got a couple months yet.
Right. So we'll make the decision on budget, but how we actually
implement it. Yes.
Some of those, we'll discuss that for a special meeting or another council meeting.
Exactly. Yeah, it might be one or two council meetings. I mean, not in one or two, but it might be discussed over one or two council meetings. Right. That is correct. Are you looking to make a motion then?
Actually, no. I'd like to wait 2 more weeks for that. Would be my preference.
Okay. Others questions? Tell me. And if you want to wait, I don't care. But what are we looking for? What type of information?
I know we just had some updates to the budgets, so I went through those, read through them. I know what was it?
ERP.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about that and answer those questions. So I don't know if you want to, Mark.
Yeah, if it's okay, I'll just walk everybody through all the changes to the budget proposal from Rob's memo to the packet. And then there was an additional change as I emailed everybody like the hour before the meeting, which I'll explain here. So, and for those who don't remember, we submit a budget proposal and then things change. We get actual numbers or city council makes policy decisions, and so then we propose these amendments. So these 15 amendments now will actually be incorporated in the motion to approve and the ordinance and the document after you approve them. But in general, we have just a quick overview. We have change one is for mosquito control, basically just the actual cost of it, so memorializing that. Number two is the Metro West dues, which is our regional council of government, those went up. So we've actualized that in the budget proposal. Number three, there's a bit of an update in some of the grant language that we get from the state when we purchase a squad car and the in-car squad cameras that go with it. We used to get a partial reimbursement from the state, but they've changed some of those rules and we're not now eligible for it. We are working with our state lobbyists and Oswego, Montgomery, and several other police entities that have the same issue as us to try to get that fixed, but basically we want to back it out of the budget so that we're not assuming that we get those grant funds. That's budget amendment three. Budget adjustment four is the library, just for some personnel changes that they've had. Safer number five is also a library directed change, so they've got some projects they want to complete for security cameras. Budget adjustment six is an updated cost estimate for our street extensions for Bristol Bay to Route 47. Budget adjustment seven is just renaming well six to well 10, as I mentioned in the budget presentation. Budget eight is an actual figure for the road and bridge tax revenues, which are partially influenced by whatever the township does. So we've made those updates. And then budget adjustment nine, we did get our tax computation report from the county with new countryside TIF revenues, which unfortunately have fallen a little bit. So we're actualizing those. But budget adjustment 10 and 11, same thing. We got our tax computation reports from the county. They actually show that downtown TIF 1 and downtown TIF 2 are generating more revenue than we expected. So we're actualizing that. Budget adjustment 12, we approved our health insurance package at the prior meeting. And so that's a 2.7% increase. We budgeted for 8, so we're actualizing that. Budget adjustment 13 is for some interfund transfers, basically just balancing up parks and recreation funds for different things that have changed in the prior adjustments. Budget adjustment 14 then is similar to citywide capital. So we are projecting a modest surplus in fiscal year 23 and beyond. And so any surplus in the general fund that we have, after we've done all these minor changes, we'd like to just put in the citywide capital to be used for one-time projects going forward. Then budget adjustment 15, which is not the memo, will be distributed in the next meeting for sure. It was distributed via email. We looked at our ERP system, which is actually housed, the expenditure is housed in the general fund and the water fund, and realized that we had the correct amount of expenditures in fiscal year 24, so there's not an issue with amending the budget for this. But in fiscal year 25, we basically forgot to shift the project back to two-year project. So we had it in 23 and 24, we need to put it in 24 and 25. So we're adjusting the fiscal year 25 figures to complete the ERP system. And then additionally, Siebert had asked about facilities maintenance program for software in prior discussions. And we think that we can include that expenditure within our broader ERP line item, within our IT services. So we're just going to change the memo that designates the use of those funds for that project. And what will happen is we're in the process of recruiting for the facilities manager position. After that person gets hired, and after we choose an ERP system, the facilities manager will be able to look at the ERP system, see if that's sufficient. If it is, we won't need a program. If it is not, we've got $25,000 basically identified for him to pick through different software systems for a standalone system. And we think that we can do all of that without changing the fiscal year 24 expenditure list. So that is all 15 budget adjustments. The impacts are detailed in Rob's memo and then a company spreadsheet. And then the motion is directed to incorporate all of them. So happy to answer any questions that anybody has.
Any other questions? Mr. Kolk.
I know there's a lot of debt that's coming on with this budget. And, priorities of some of them, we can't get the water and get into the new building. I think we're going to take that on. The other factor would be the roads. We haven't discussed too much yet in the public works facility fund now, because I'm learning maybe more toward a 20 million mark, not 30. But Mark said, I talked to him before the meeting today, and he said that stuff could be worked. I mean, it's not like we're committing to it hard right this point.
That is correct. We're just putting a placeholder in there just to give us what we feel is the worst case scenario.
Because my question was, if you put 30 in there,
that doesn't commit us to 30.
Is that kind of a carryover or how's that?
So if we put 30 in there, any expenditures for the building, the actual vote on the building, the approval of the building, would be before this council. So if we put 30 in there and it comes back at 32 and you all say, we don't want to spend 32, then we're not going to spend 32. That's just because we approved the budget doesn't mean we're spending that money. This is just a placeholder for the dollars so we can budget and get an idea where to put the different numbers. But it does not commit us to spending the 30. Now, we'll bring forward a plan that we think we can afford, and if you all disagree with us, that's fine, we'll have a discussion, but we're nowhere close to right. Taking this out to bid. Hopefully that answers your question.
Yes, it does. Okay. Well, that's what you park it, thank you.
Yeah, okay. Other questions?
I asked about this. An HR person to have a full-time dedicated staff for them. I know right now it's handled internally through a couple staff. Where they arise and how they arise. It's always concerned me that we don't have one. We had one before. With our increased staff again, we're notching out. My concern is that not having somebody that is dedicated to that, we are potentially in a position where someone's going to come over and have a problem. I'd really like us to see about having that full-time position, whether it's this year or next year. I think it's very important for us to have that person. A lot of communities our size with our amount of staff or larger, they do have that person. So I think that's something we really need to look at, whether it's in this budget or the next. I just feel that it's more beneficial for us than not to have a person dedicated 100% to that role.
Other questions or comments? As you know, we haven't proposed one for next year. So what do y'all want to do? You want to wait 2 more weeks? Are there questions that need to be answered? Do you want to vote on tonight? I don't care, but what I don't want to do is have you come back in 2 weeks and have more questions on something we could answer tonight. If there's something new that comes up, that's a different issue. But if there's questions you have, let's get them answered right now.
Okay.
Okay, so what do y'all want to do?
I'm okay with what Chris said about the next meeting.
Okay, wait for two more weeks.
I feel as though you all went to a chance.
It's on the agenda, motion to table then to the next meeting.
Okay, is that a motion to table the next meeting?
Yes.
Second. Any discussion? Roll call.
Merrick?
Aye.
Cornelius?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Plocher?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Tarulis?
Aye.
Transier?
Aye.
Soling?
Aye.
Motion carries to table.
Okay, we'll vote on the next meeting. Now remember, that's the last meeting. If we don't pass then, we'll have to call a special meeting. And again, any other questions that we didn't answer tonight from anyone? Okay. Just want to make clear that we've had that opportunity to talk about it. Okay, thank you. We do not have any additional business on the agenda. We do have three more items. First of all, we have citizen comments. Are there any citizen comments on items not on the agenda? Step forward. As you know, the routine, please state your name for the record. And welcome.
My name is Barb Petrie, and since I'm a neighbor from Plano, I really do appreciate you giving me this opportunity to share the comments. The last time I was here, I made some parallels, spiritual parallels, to certain city council tasks and topics. And afterwards, someone said to me, "You're bored when we talk about the Lord." And my heart quickly replied, "They won't be bored with the Lord for long." And I get it, what I have to offer isn't really what you're here for most of the time. But an empty grave of 2,000 years ago still shouts that there is a ruler whose power and authority are beyond human, and that his unseen kingdom affects this visible world. For those with ears to hear, I would like to pass along what this king has recently said to his people, and I think it's important because when you make decisions, especially the ones that have a moral component, you would probably want to know. This is what he said. "It is time for the reveal of the supernatural into the natural. The mighty kingdom of God and his Christ will penetrate the earth as never before. Darkness will be penetrated by glorious light. Deception will be dispelled by glorious truth. Iniquity will be uprooted by glorious power. Demon thrones will be toppled by glorious authority, dominating authority, supreme authority. Bondage, whether spiritual, emotional, psychological, or health-wise, will be broken by glorious liberty. Curses will now be reversed by glorious blessing. Principalities and powers, might and dominions will be toppled by the superior force of my kingdom, says the Lord of hosts, God Most High." So again, I just wanted to let you know that whether it's you guys topple or experience glorious is up to you. And I wanted you to keep that in mind as you make decisions, again, regarding moral issues in this community. Thank you for letting me speak.
Thank you. Are there other comments? No other counts? Well, I just thank you for the reminder. I just wanted to say happy Easter to everyone a few days late. But it was the weather turned out great this weekend. And we do have a need for executive session, as I said. And the motion will be to discuss the potential sale or acquisition of land for the public body. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second. Oh, Merrick? Roll call, please.
Cornelius?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Plocher?
Yeah.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Tarulis?
Aye.
Transier?
Aye.
Soling?
Aye.
Merrick?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Very nice. Thank you. There will be no action after this. So press, just if you want to stick around, you can, but there's no action. If you have questions, we can answer. We'll take just a couple quick minutes if you want questions, but don't delay us. Is there a motion adjourned? Koch, Soling, all in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you. We're adjourned at 8:08.